Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The other day I was going through some old videos to see which ones I want to donate to the Ink Spot downtown. And I happened to come across one that has always been a favorite. It's a musical, Fiddler on the Roof. It's about a poor Jewish milkman living in Anateva in Russia. And the village that they were living in was experiencing some growing anti-Semitism there. And Tivia, the milkman, throughout the video, the movie, is talking to God. He talks to God about everything. There's a scene between Tivia and his wife, Golda. They have five daughters, and two of the oldest ones are now ready to get married. The local matchmaker has arranged a marriage for the oldest one, and she has made the arrangements for her to marry the local butcher. The butcher is about Tevye's age, but he's considered wealthy and a good catch. But the daughter has different plans. She wants to marry the local tailor. He's a young man, and he's very poor, and then not a good match in the parents' eyes, and they want her to have more secure future. It's not the daughter's place to arrange her own marriage. So Tivia, talking to God, why does she want to marry the poor tailor? She loves him. Unheard of. In a time of arranging marriages, love is too practical a reason to marry. But Tivia finally relents and gives his permission to marry the poor tailor. Now, Golda is not happy. She has a dream that her daughter would have a life of ease if she married the butcher. They're sitting on the porch, and Tivia asks his wife, Golda, do you love me? And Golda responds, our daughter's getting married. There's trouble in town. After 25 years, why talk about love right now? But Tivia won't be put off, and they kind of have this comical duet they do with a very serious message. And the song ends with Golda singing, I suppose I do. And Tivia responds, and I suppose I love you too. And together they then sing, after 25 years, it doesn't change a thing, but after 25 years, it's nice to know. Although the song denies that knowing the love they have for each other will make a difference, you realize that knowing will make a difference. Their marriage will have an intimacy it didn't have before. This knowledge will deepen their relationship. They will face hard times because they're going to be driven out of their homeland. But this new intimacy will help them withstand those hard times. That is also true with our faith relationship with God. As our intimacy with God deepens, we are stronger to face life in confidence. As our intimacy with God deepens, we are changed. And that's the message of the Old Testament text. The book of Exodus tells us how God took an unorganized group of slaves and formed them into a nation. Today's text sometimes is referred to as the murmuring stories. For the Israelites are once again whining to Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? To kill us with thirst? They had not yet learned to trust God. They were still slaves at heart. They were used to someone providing for them, which was very, very little as slaves. When God leads them to the camp in a place where there's no water, they didn't trust God would take care of them. They didn't even go off looking for water. All they did was complain. God had delivered them from the hands of their taskmasters. He provided food and water daily. He constantly guided them, cloud by day, fire by night. Having experienced the constant grace of God, they raise the question, Do the people now put their trust in such a God? Do they believe he will provide and protect them to the promised land? These are the questions that focused on the intimacy of that relationship between God and his people. And those questions still speak to us. We can look back on a history in which God has constantly sheltered, guided, and loved us. He even sent his son to redeem us from the slavery to sin and death, just as he redeemed the Israelites from the sin of slavery. His spirit has watched over us day and night, guided our steps in times of difficulty, comforting us in our sorrow, pouring out blessing upon blessing. And now, perhaps, we find ourselves in a new struggle, or perhaps in a desperate situation. And the question is raised, do we still trust that God who's brought us this far on our journey? Do we rest assuredly in the knowledge that he is with us and will not forsake us? The Israelites ask, is the Lord with us or not? Is he among us or not? Are we so different, feeling overwhelmed with what is going on in our life, asking, God, are you really here? If we have not neglected our God relationship in good times, if we have regularly been fed at his table and in his word, if our prayer life has grown beyond prayers of childhood, then we will respond with the assurance, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Now, there are going to be times that we just don't understand everything. We don't have all the answers. And that's where our arrogance comes in. And we get mad at God because our arrogance takes over. There are those times that we don't know the answers. As we grow in our intimacy with God, we come to understand that he doesn't expect us to have all the answers or understand everything. But we are to trust in him. That's when we find peace in the midst of chaos. Of course, God knew when he led them to that camp, there was no water. And he could have pampered them, met every need before them, even before they asked. Had he done that, they would never learn to trust. A parent who does not teach their child to face the realities of life doesn't do their child any favors. We cannot protect our children. We cannot keep them from hurt, disappointment. We cannot keep them from temptation. We can only show them that no matter what they face, our love will be a constant reality that they can count on. God desires that our relationship with him be so intimate that there's nothing we cannot share with him. We see in our text God is big enough, patient enough, even to take their anger. He didn't throw up his arms. He didn't throw up giving up on those Israelites, and he will not give up on us. We must trust not only God does what is best, but he knows what is ahead. Amen.